Coach, wasn't an easy by all means. Holcomb took the lead first quarter, but you guys got it back late in the first half, and your defense really played pretty well in the second half. Your overall assessment of the game?
It was kind of game like I thought it was going to be. I mean, Holcomb's very talented with, Tucker and LaSalle, and, they got good skill kids with Hernandez and Gilbert. Big O-line that plays pretty well, plays hard. So, kind of what we expected. We just kind of shot ourselves in the foot too many times.
Yeah, penalties really set you guys back, especially in that first half on one drive where it took you out of a manageable fourth down into a fourth and long.
Well, it was really dumb because, the ball was actually going to the other side, and then we get our tackle jumping, and, just a bad break there. We had a couple drops that cost us first downs. The punt fake, started it, and we dropped, another one with a tight end on the drag that, hurt, and we had another drop at some point. But, give Holcomb a lot of credit. They got a good team, really good skill kids, and their big kids played hard.
They did, and I thought the physicalness of the game really was pretty big on both sides tonight.
I thought it was pretty even for the most part. I mean, going back and watching film would tell us a lot, this weekend. But, overall, I thought, it was pretty much a draw as far as, the physical part.
Overall assessment and maybe how the line improved from week two to week three.
I don't know. I said, I can't tell you until I watch films. But, pass protection-wise, they did a lot better. Run-wise, maybe – two steps forward, one step backwards, type situation. It's really hard to say. And they keep, DB like we thought they would. And, Brenner had a big game. I don't know how many carries he had, but, Brenner played well. Alex come in and got a couple, runs for some nice yards. Ty had a couple really nice catches. And, we did a pretty good job, just status quo, basically.
Well, you get a win, and a close win, 21-7 here tonight over a pretty improved Holcomb team, as you knew, coming in. Next week, it's going to be Ulysses' homecoming. They're 2-1. They won 24-0 against Colby tonight, and the Tigers, sounds like they're going to be a little bit more of a run team this year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the quarterback, Miroff, coming in is a big kid, 6'3", 200, big arm, and, you got the Annis kid out there to split in, 6'3", and he's one of the fastest kids in Western Kansas. So, it's kind of hard not to ignore that, mm-hmm. But at the same time, Jason thought they were going to have some growing pains early, and we're kind of beat up. I mean, even coming into the night, on Wednesday, I think we only dressed 32, 33 kids for practice with illnesses and also with some injuries, and then tonight got kind of banged up a little bit, and even yesterday, Michael did not practice, and a couple of the other kids were really struggling physically with some different aches and pains and stuff like that, but they sucked it up tonight and finished. And that was the thing about it. I mean, probably the best thing that happened to us in these first three games was falling behind and making that long, first we got the stop, down inside our 20, and then making, that drive right before half. So put those two games and get two things together, and that's, kind of a measurement as to how you grow as a team instead of, just cakewalking people.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on another night's victory, 21-7. You're 3-0 on the year and 2-0 in league play. Thanks again for stopping by here post-game.
All right. Thanks, Adam.